previously on Heroes.
All the answers could be behind this door.
I know that guy. He's running for Congress.
Who's my father involved with?
Is there a problem, officer?
Mr. Linderman wants to see you.
I've been in love with you since the minute I first laid eyes on you.
Peter kisses Simone in the rain. Isaac looks at the painting of them kissing.
Top.
Ando asks, so where to? Hero replies, Las Vegas, and Ando says, it is our destiny.
Don't hurt yourself.
What are you doing?
This is gonna happen, right?
Brody pushes Claire to the ground, and the back of her head hits a log.
Claire!
A broken branch has gone into her head, and she stares into space lifelessly. Matt, sitting at a bar, notices a man staring at him. Matt turns away and collapses.
Sometimes questions are more powerful than answers. How is this happening? What are they? Why them and not others? Why now? What does it all mean?
Matt's lying on a bed.
Hello.
This is the hospital. Am I hurt?
You're fine.
I was at a bar. I had a beer.
We had to drug you. Sorry about that.
What's going on?
Please don't get excited, Matt. We're trying to test your resting rate.
Get out of here.
Just relax.
What are you, FBI? Huh? Are you CIA?
I'm not part of any organization that has initials.
Listen to me. Whoever you think I am, believe me, I'm not him. I'm not anyone.
Oh, well, that's not true. You're someone. You're someone very special.
Who are you people?
Wave patterns stream across a monitor.
I'm trying to hear my thoughts, man. Not with my friend here. He's special too.
The man from the bar steps into the room. Matt struggles against his restraints.
I am an LAPD. I'm a cop.
Everything you see. By tomorrow, it won't matter.
Mr. Bennett pats him on the shoulder and walks away.
Who's Claire?
Mr. Bennett stops.
Further along than we thought. Go deep. Then clean him out.
What does that mean? What?
Mr. Bennett's assistant approaches, pressing a pendant against his lips in the shape of a curved symbol. He reaches for Matt's face. Hero and Ando, Las Vegas. Ando asks, did you call the comic book writer? And Hero replies, I left messages in Japanese. I need to learn how to say, you're going to die in 5 weeks, then New York will explode, in English.
You are going to die in 5 weeks, then New York will explode.
Ando says, I'll teach you how to say it phonetically. He notices some people cheering a win at a slot machine and says, come on, I'm feeling lucky. Hero follows him reluctantly. Nikki and Micah pass Hero. In her office, Ms. Sakamoto gazes out of a window overlooking the casino. Nikki and Micah enter the office with a security guard.
I think it's best if Micah waited outside.
Nikki kneels down and touches her forehead against Micah's. Then a guard escorts him out of the room.
Mr. Linderman is willing to forget your debt in exchange for a favor.
What kind of favor?
There's a man arriving this afternoon from New York. A politician who wants some help from Mr. Linderman. We're looking for a little insurance on our investment.
And you want me to... I'm not a whore.
I think we've established what you are.
Chapter 4, Collision. A scalpel cuts an incision into Claire's chest, then the medical examiner pulls her flesh apart, exposing the ribcage.
Jane Doe. Roughly 16 years of age. Pulled out of Red River Creek at approximately 4 a.m. this morning. She was naked and she was dragged, likely in an attempt to hide the body. Secondary injuries are post-mortem.
She pulls out the branch from Claire's head.
Basil's skull was punctured by a broken tree branch.
The wound heals itself.
Appears to be victim of homicide, possibly accidental.
Claire's glassy eyes stare at the ceiling. The medical examiner heads out to answer the phone. Claire suddenly draws a lungful of air. Color floods back into her face and she looks down at her exposed ribcage. She sees the branch that was removed from her head. Then she closes up the flaps of flesh on her stomach and chest. She steps off the examining table. She grabs a lab coat and pulls it on.
I love you too much.
Claire hides behind the door as the medical examiner comes back in. She freezes when she sees the empty table, while behind her, Claire sneaks out of the room. Heroes. Created by Tim Kring. Isaac sits cross-legged on a table by the window, gazing out at the view of Manhattan. He looks at the open sketchbook, displaying the drawing of Peter and Simone under the red umbrella. Peter wakes up and turns over in bed, pulling the sheet over Simone's shoulders. Hero and Ando stand at the edge of the casino's main room. Hero looks apprehensive as Ando heads eagerly for the tables. As Sandra heads to the kitchen, Claire opens the front door and pokes her head through. Still wearing the lab coat, she creeps inside, closing the door behind her. Nathan strides out of his building with his campaign manager.
Internal polling shows a 3-point bump from last night's speech. Now I say we roll the dice and hold off before we get into bed with Linderman.
I can handle Linderman. He may have owned my father, but he doesn't own me.
Look, man, I don't know about this. I mean, it just makes me nervous.
It's your job to be nervous. It's my job to get elected. In order to do that, I need money. Linderman's 2 million. We can turn 8 points into 3 and make it a horse race.
Mr. Petrelli! Excuse me, Mr. Petrelli. Mr. Petrelli, I must speak with you.
Find out about this guy. Thanks for your vote.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Petrelli...
Your life may be in danger.
Back tomorrow.
I believe someone is targeting you.
Can you be a little bit more specific? 12% of the electorate strongly opposes me.
Does the name Sila mean anything to you?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
Suresh. Dr. Suresh.
Get rid of him.
Have you noticed any changes to your physiology? Something outside the norm, perhaps? An ability you didn't have before? Mind reading, spontaneous regeneration? Please, it is very important that you listen to me.
Keep an eye on this guy. I don't want this nut job following me to Vegas.
Oh, not a problem. Have a safe trip. Get him out of here. I don't want to see his face again.
How do you go? You're all around. You're all around.
Mohinder glances at the passing homeless man as a security guard leads him away. Soaring between New York's towering skyscrapers. Zooming in through a window, then into Peter's bedroom. He glides his fingertips over Simone's bare back. She stirs and awakens, smiling at him. He smiles back.
Last night, before we kissed, you made a toast.
To love. Maybe stay away from it when it's not good for us.
I was meaning to ask.
Well, I was talking about you. Clearly.
I know. It's just... you and Isaac.
She turns away. He kisses her tenderly on the lips.
There's coffee in the kitchen.
Pulling on a t-shirt, Peter goes over to the front door. He looks through the peephole, then opens the door to Nathan.
You think this is one big joke, don't you, Pete? Your buddy, Suresh, he came by my campaign office this morning. Made a big scene. He's talking about mind reading and spontaneous regeneration.
Chandra Suresh?
Yeah.
How'd he find you?
You tell me.
What, you think I called him?
Don't insult me. I've got trained professionals to do that.
Hey, where's your mom? box.
Hey, it's, they're in the cabinet with the water stain that looks like Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. Look, here's some money, all right? Just take it. You want answers, go find them. It's on me. I need you to disappear for a while, okay? You're becoming a liability.
Without taking the envelope, Peter goes back into his flat and closes the door behind him.
I'm sorry. I'm opening a new show at the gallery and a lot of crazy stuff to deal with.
Is it Isaac's paintings?
It's Isaac's paintings. It's Isaac. It's his whole I can paint the future thing.
What if you can paint the future? I mean, Stranger Things, right?
No, that's about as strange as it gets.
She offers him her coffee cup.
Take it. You can bring it back tonight.
Peter, I don't know what this is. I mean us. I just got out of a 2-year relationship that was very destructive. And here I am sleeping with the guy who was taking care of my dying father, and it's a little confusing.
I don't want to be the rebound guy.
I just need time to catch my breath before you take it away again, okay?
She plants a kiss on his lips.
Claire! Breakfast! Would you please tell your daughter to drag her fanny out of bed?
Claire, drag your fanny out of bed! Claire!
She appears, wearing clothes.
Dad, I'm not deaf.
Your mother's making waffles.
He notices her dirty bare feet.
Were you out all night?
No.
Were you with the quarterback?
Yeah, it was just a bunch of us. It was stupid, I'm sorry.
Honey, you're gonna miss your plane.
I'll be there in a second. I'm very disappointed in you.
Nothing happened. I played poker. I'm sorry.
I love you, Claire. I just want you to be honest with me. You can tell me anything. You know that.
I know. I love you too.
He holds her close and kisses the top of her head. He looks down at her.
Don't think you're getting away with the staying out all night thing. It's gonna be a throwdown when I get home.
He heads out, and Claire sits down on the stairs, looking deeply troubled. Lyle comes over and watches her.
What?
Mom said to tell you the waffles are ready.
I'll be there in a sec.
Claire! Waffles!
Claire sobs quietly. Mohinder puts a newspaper clipping on the wall map.
Like such an ass. Never been so humiliated in my life.
What would you expect him to invite you in for tea? Oh, this came for you while you were gone.
He opens the parcel and extracts a gold urn.
It's my father's ashes.
He sits down, looking at the urn with a troubled expression.
You know, I haven't shed a single tear since my father's death. Not even when I claimed his body. He showed me 3 John Does before they finally found him. My father was misfiled. And what have I been trying to prove? I've used these theories, the map, this silo, all of it. Just to validate a relationship that ended a long time ago. I have no business being here.
Are you just gonna give up?
I'm going home to Madras. To scatter my father's ashes, go back to my life and stop trying to live his.
Eden and Mohinder look towards the door.
I'm looking for Chandra Suresh.
He doesn't live here anymore.
The guys at the Petrelli campaign gave me this address. They said he came by this morning.
Mohinder opens the door to Peter.
You Chandra Suresh?
No, that was my father.
Yeah. Your father wrote a book about people with abilities. I think I may be one of them.
Mohinder looks at him intently. Ando sits at a roulette table watching the ball go round. Hiro comes over and says, "That's enough, let's go." Ando replies, "Go away, I'm concentrating." And Hiro says, "Where are your chips?" Ando says, "On 26 black." "That's it," replies Hiro, "that's all of our money? What happened?" He reaches for the chip.
"No more bets, step back, please."
"I haven't lost it, 26 is going to win, you'll see." Hiro looks disheartened as the white ball goes spinning round on the roulette wheel. He glances at the croupier, then squeezes his eyes shut and concentrates. He opens his eyes to find that time has frozen. Ando is motionless, his hands clasped in silent prayer. Smoke rings hang in the air from someone's cigarette, and the ball hovers over the roulette wheel. Hiro looks upwards and gives a silent nod of thanks. Hiro gets up and moves around the frozen players. He grasps the ball between his thumb and forefinger and puts it onto black 26. He approaches a waitress, a cocktail glass frozen in mid-topple on her tray, the liquid spilling out. Hiro sets the glass on the tray, then plucks an olive from the frozen plume of liquid. He pops it in his mouth, then sits back at the table next to Ando. He concentrates. I won, did you see? I won. Okay, let's leave now, replies Hiro.
Thank you.
Now, are you kidding? I'm on a roll. No, you're not, replies Hiro. But I just won big, says Ando. I did it. I stopped time, moved the ball. You won because of me. It's horrible. I'm a terrible person, but it was our last dollar. It's genius, says Ando. Do it again. No, it's cheating. Is Peter Parker cheating when he sells pictures of Spider-Man? No, replies Hiro. All heroes have a system, says Ando. This is ours. Hiro thinks for a moment, then smiles.
So, hey, still looking in the mirror seeing a you that ain't you?
Yep.
Hell, I can relate. It's called getting old. Little Botox to do us both some good.
I've been blacking out. Okay, I wake up. And things aren't like they were.
Next time you woke up with a couple of dead thugs in your garage, if you think you had something to do with it,
one of them was torn in half. I mean,
okay, then obviously it wasn't you.
But what if it was? Having these violent dreams. I mean, really violent, where I am tearing people apart. But it's not me. I mean, it's someone else in me. With me.
You know what I think?
What?
I think you saw something. I think you saw something so horrible that it broke a part of you. I mean, what happened in that garage?
Mom? Wanna play Scrabble?
Oh, I do. I really do, but I can't right now.
This is our game night.
I know, and I'm sorry. But why don't you ask Tina? She reads those romance novels. I bet she has an excellent vocabulary.
You know what? I do have an excellent vocabulary, and those novels are the only romance I'm getting these days. I will take that game, and I will challenge you, little man. You are on.
Why can't you just work at home like usual?
Because this job is different.
You've been different.
I know I have. Come here.
He sits beside her.
I'm so sorry. It has not been fair to you. But you have been a trooper. But I have things under control now. And I'm just gonna do this one thing. And it's gonna solve a lot of problems for us. Then you won't be able to get rid of me.
Fine, but it's safer over the internet.
She looks at him curiously.
I mean, what you do, I mean, in the garage, it's just acting. None of it's for real.
Nikki looks thoughtful as he heads off.
They sent a limo.
as in crazy as, or he's one of them.
All he's really telling me is that he can't do anything. Grandpa's rat.
Don't you want to at least follow the smoke and see if there's a fire?
They head over to Peter.
It was a pleasure to meet you. Good luck with the whole flying thing.
Thanks.
Mohinder sits down with Peter.
So, when you're with your brother, you can fly, and when you're with the artist?
Isaac, yeah. I only met him once, but after, I drew the future.
And now you can't do either.
Maybe I can only do things when I'm around other people who can do things. That sounded as lame as I think it did.
It sounds like you should be talking to my father. This was his research, not mine.
Well, where is he? How do I get a hold of him?
He's on the table.
He sees the urn.
I'm sorry, but you believe that this is possible. You have to. I mean, you believed it this morning. Like, what if I prove it to you?
Then prove it.
We'll go see Nathan. When I'm around him, I can fly. I've done it before, twice.
Fine. Let's go see your brother.
Wait. He's in Vegas.
Of course he is.
Then I'll take you to Isaac's. But it's complicated.
Complicated how?
Simone walks into Isaac's studio.
Isaac.
Sitting at a table, he gathers up his things.
Paintings are by the door.
She puts down her bag and looks at the canvases.
I thought I was buying the new pieces.
I need the new pieces.
Because they tell you what's going to happen in the future?
How much for the old paintings?
To tell you the truth, Isaac, I don't know if I could sell those.
So you only like the ones I painted when I was high? Interesting. You won't give me an advance?
That depends what you're going to do with the money.
I need painting supplies.
I take it you're not talking about oils and canvas.
It was raining last night. What'd you do, Simone? In the rain.
The painting of her and Peter.
You followed me?
I drew this 7 weeks ago. I drew him there and here before I'd ever met the guy.
He looks at her pointedly.
Are you in love with him? Looks like you're in love with him.
I don't know how I feel about him. And I don't know how I feel about you.
So here we are, not knowing how we feel about each other, and this entire city's gonna go. Unless I stop it.
You think you can save us all by shooting up?
I can save everybody.
She walks away. He smiles, looking at the mural on the floor.
I'm gonna be a hero.
At school, Claire to Zach.
Look, you can't say anything. I'm fine. He was drunk, it was an accident.
Which part was an accident, the rape or the murder?
It didn't happen.
Yeah, because he killed you before he had the chance.
I'm alive.
Yeah, now, but you weren't on the autopsy table.
Shh.
Look, you said you had a hole in your head. Okay, maybe when they pulled out whatever was in there, it's when you, like, rebooted or whatever.
I'm not a hard drive.
Oh, you're a little Miss Miracle-Girl.
Don't ever call me that again.
You've got to tell somebody about Brody.
No, I don't. And even if I wanted to, which I don't, I don't have a mark on me.
But you know what happened, and he knows what happened.
All he knows is that he was drunk, and I'm not dead.
Hey. What happened to you last night?
Brody looks uneasy.
I was hoping you'd tell me. I had way too much to drink.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Ladder the size of a pea,
so just
went.
Brody darts around the corner and leans back against some lockers, his face fraught with anxiety. Laurie strolls by and spots Claire and Zach. Claire regards her uneasily.
Right, here we go.
At the casino, an unshaven man in a cowboy hat fixes Ando with a stony look across the poker table. The man's holding three aces, king high, and a slight smile plays across his face as he watches Ando looking anxiously at his pair of queens. Behind Ando, Hero closes his eyes and concentrates. Suddenly, Ando's hand changes to a full house. He glances at Hiro, then lays his cards on the table.
Full house! I win again!
The man in the cowboy hat looks at his cards, which have changed to an empty hand. Ando collects his chips and gives Hiro a high five.
You're meeting Miss Nakamoto tomorrow at 11 a.m.
No Linderman?
He's, quote, otherwise occupied.
Occupied? What is he, porta potty? Don't let Sakamoto geisha you. Get him in the room.
Okay, what?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Oh, so much for Celine Dion.
Just the one ticket?
Yeah, I'm here for a conference, and I don't really like the people that I work with, so.
So you're traveling alone, I think?
Nikki smiles bashfully, and Nathan gives her a wide smile. Peter and Mohinder are traveling on the subway, standing in the middle of the carriage.
I've only met him the once, but maybe I ought to do the talking to start him. He's kind of a heroin addict.
Heroin addict? You neglected to mention that.
Hey, just suspend the skepticism at least until you meet him.
The default scientific position is skepticism.
Your father managed to get around it. I don't know, he took a pretty big leap. Gotta respect that.
I did more than respect it. I believed him. I had to. I was his son.
Can't be the only reason why you believed him.
Look at what's happening to our planet. Overpopulation, global warming, drought, famine, terrorism. Deep down, we all sense something's not right. My father always talked about how an entire species will go extinct, while others, no more unique or complex, will change and adapt in extraordinary ways. He had a romantic take on evolution.
And you don't? You're both geneticists.
That is also evolution. We're all just variations of the last model.
Yeah, we're just cheap knockoffs of our fathers.
Isaac standing on the floor mural of New York exploding. He puts a blank canvas on the easel and secures it into place. He steps back to look at the canvas, then squeezes some paint onto a palette. He takes his leather pouch of drug paraphernalia over to a small table, then opens the pouch and takes out a syringe. He looks at the blank canvas, then injects himself. He starts to sway on his seat as the world swims dizzyingly around him. He slips off his chair and falls onto the floor. Zooming into Isaac's eye, now he's standing on the corner edge of a rooftop, looking down. He sees a homecoming banner hanging across a building. A blonde-haired girl in a cheerleader's uniform runs out and trips over the amphitheater stairs. A dark shadow looms over her. Isaac paints the scene.
Isaac. Hey, it's Peter Petrelli. I'm a friend of Simone's.
Isaac's engrossed in his work.
Isaac.
The pupils of Isaac's eyes are white from his trance-like state.
Oh, hi, Lori.
Hey. I saw you go off with Brody Mitchum last night at the bonfire.
So?
So, what happened?
Nothing. Nothing happened.
I went off with Brody Mitchum once. Nothing happened to me, too.
They both look over at Brody, who's harassing and trying to kiss another girl who keeps pulling away. Claire glances at Laurie. Meanwhile, Hiro and Ando are dressed in sharp suits. All of this is wrong. We shouldn't be using my powers for personal gain. We're supposed to be saving the world. We will, but there's no law against looking good while we do it, is there? You said you wanted a costume. Now you have one. As they come down the escalator, some men in black suits confront them at the bottom. Ando tries to run back up, but one of the men grabs him. Then the two of them are thrown out of the building, along with their bags.
You make a big mistake!
They stagger to their feet with pained expressions.
Okay.
Which casino do we hit next? Are you crazy? No more gambling. We need to get back to our mission. Hey, can you teleport us to the craps table in Caesar's palace?
Hello, boys. I think you have something that belongs to me. See, I had three aces at that poker table. Next thing I know, you two have them.
What is he saying? Relax, I have it covered.
You better back off. My friend has very big power. Can take you all out. Make you wish you'd never been born.
One of the cowboy's henchmen punches Hero in the face, and he drops to the ground.
Oh my God, look at this view. Everything looks so pretty when you're up high.
Yes, it does.
He hands her a drink.
Thank you.
Don't you ever think what it'll be like to just soar over that desert?
I took a helicopter ride over Red Rocks Park one time.
I wasn't thinking in a helicopter. I was thinking more like flying.
Flying?
They share a smile.
You know, if I were your husband, I don't think I'd let you travel alone.
I don't have a husband. He left.
For another woman?
I wish.
Man?
I would take that one, too. He's sort of a criminal, and by sort of, I mean that he is.
Well, then my questions end there.
Thanks.
You have any kids?
That's another question.
Right.
One. Boy genius.
Boy. I've got two boys. Not geniuses, just boys. Mm-hmm. It's weird having children, isn't it? It's like, gotta be two different people.
Like the person that they see and the person that you really are?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Still married?
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Happy?
Yes, very.
I guess my question's just up there.
He steps closer to her, then puts an arm around her shoulder and draws her into a kiss.
I can't.
I know.
I want to. I do.
He smiles at her warmly.
Good night.
She walks off.
Good night.
He downs his drink. A CCTV camera monitors Nikki as she strides down the hallway. She presses the lift call button. She notices her reflection in the lift doors, and suddenly it splits, becoming two. The doors open, and Lindemann's henchman grabs her and drags her inside.
It would be a shame to send you back to the congressman covered in bruises.
I have to get home to my son.
Vaughn, what are you going to tell your son? Huh? How are you going to explain to your son what happened to you when you didn't honor your agreement?
Look, I will find another way to pay Lindemann.
Now, let me rephrase that question. How are you going to explain to your son what happened to him when you didn't honor your agreement? You think about that, Nikki.
Nikki's not here right now.
She pushes him against the wall, then kicks him ferociously. The doors open, and he flops onto the floor. She presses her high heel against his temple.
If you threaten our son again, I'm going to put my heel through your skull. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
She removes her heel, picks up her handbag, and walks away.
Did you forget something?
Nikki strides over to Nathan and kisses him passionately. He closes the door. She touches a finger to his mouth, then saunters down the corridor. He quickly latches the lock, then follows her to the bedroom doorway. She gives him a lingering kiss. Then she pulls him by the waist and pushes him down into a chair. He smiles as she undresses. She throws off her clothes in the darkness. She saunters over to him, wearing lacy black underwear, then leans over and kisses him. He caresses her arms. Tattooed on the back of her right shoulder blade is a symbol, the same curving shape of the pendant. A CCTV camera watches the couple.
What if we went back tomorrow?
Look, I'm not trying to discount your experience. It's just a week ago I was in my own country, a respected professor. Now you want me to stalk a heroin addict who allegedly paints the future.
Mohinder?
Time has stopped, and the lights go out, casting an eerie blue hue over Peter's face. Mohinder is perfectly still, and the train has frozen on the tracks. Peter looks around to see that everyone on the subway train has frozen. Isaac jerks awake, lying on his mural. He staggers to his feet, staring intently at the painting of the cheerleader in the amphitheater being chased by the menacing shadow. He looks at a painting of Peter being attacked by flying locadors, then of Ando and Hiro looking at the blooded homecoming banner, and finally at the close-up of the blonde-haired cheerleader. Claire's at school.
All right. Take a look. All right, practice. All right.
Brody notices her sitting in the amphitheater. He approaches her.
What are you doing here so late?
Making banners for Spirit Week. Jackie was going to give me a ride home, but she left without me. Can I get a lift?
Yeah, I guess.
Thanks. Hey, you drive a stick shift, right? Can I drive?
Brody's car speeds along the road. Claire shifts gear.
Don't you think it's a little weird that neither one of us remember what happened the night of the bonfire?
Must have been some night.
Yeah, must have.
The speedometer goes past 60.
Slow down, that was a red light.
Whoops.
She shifts gear again.
You know how to drive a stick shift, don't you?
There's a lot of things that I know. Like what you did to me.
What I do to you. I knew it. I knew this would happen. You get drunk, you come on to me, and it's my fault?
You're a liar.
You can't rape the willing, Claire. You want it as bad as I did. Stop the car.
Did I want it as bad as Lori Trammell?
Lori Trammell is a slut.
Is that what you're gonna say about me?
I already do.
You're just gonna keep at it, aren't you?
You should let it go, Claire. There's nothing you can do about it.
She shoots him a look.
I can do this.
She smashes the car into a wall. Nathan and Nikki are sleeping in bed. Mr. Bennett, standing at the foot of the bed, watching them sleep. He turns to his assistant, standing next to him.
Just take the one.
He moves round to Nathan's side of the bed. In the frozen subway train, Peter hammers on the door, trying to get out. He turns around and makes his way further along the carriage. He jumps, startled. He continues along the carriage until he gets to Mohinder's still form. Looking nervous, Peter slowly turns round to find Hiro standing behind him, dressed in a black robe with a samurai sword strapped across his chest.
Peter Petrelli.
How is this happening?
I'm sorry if I scared you. You look different without your scar.
I don't know you, buddy.
Not yet. My name is Hiro Nakamura. I'm from the future. I have a message for you.
Peter looks at him with terrified eyes. To be continued.
Heroes continues next Wednesday at 9 here on BBC Two. And on the website at bbc.co.uk/heroes, there's a preview of the next episode, as well as interactive games, character profiles, and lots more.